The airfields in Oshkosh are emptier, and the skies overhead a little quieter now that the EAA's signature event has wound down. Altogether, there were 535,000 people who came to the week-long expo of all things aerodynamic. That's a 7% drop from last year, says EAA spokesman Dick Nepinski, but he says that wasn't a big surprise.
Because we had had a 12% increase last year, knowing that you just can't keep increasing at those kind of levels every year. And, of course, the difference in many ways was the weather. As a matter of fact, we had 10 inches of rain in 24 days in July before the event.
Nepinski says this year's attendance is actually on par with the three-year average before 2009, and the number of registered international visitors held steady. Nepinski adds while there's been talk of fuel prices affecting turnout, he says it's not been a big factor at all.
Aviation fuel costs usually $1 or $1.50 more a gallon, but the same fluctuations that you may see at the pump at the gas station were the things that we saw on aviation fuel, and most people saw a fairly level playing field on that throughout most of the year in 2010.
The EAA did see a slight jump in the number of commercial exhibitors, with 777 this year compared to 750 in 2009. More than 10,000 aircraft were featured at this year's event. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.